Today is Thursday, August 6, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every so often, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Fresh Breath Day. It's also National Social Engineering Day, National Wiggle Your Toes Day, National IPA Day, and last but not least, it's National Root Beer Float Day. I've never been a big... I don't hate it, but I just... It's never been something that I've craved, and that's a float. And you never see people making floats either, or having them at home. I know that used to be a thing, but you don't really see them on menus. You don't really see them. And when is the last time you've had a float? I don't think there's any time that I've had a float in the past. I'm trying to think. It's been years and years and years since I've had a float. And I'm not sure that I've ever had the idea myself to have a float. Regardless, there you go. Have a float today. It's National Float Day, or Root Beer Float Day. So if you like root beer and you like ice cream, go have a float. Turn that down a little bit more. All right, well, we have a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to that. I've been testing out this new feature in my podcasting application that I built. And the feature is to replace Zoom. It's not going to replace Zoom, because ultimately I'm going to be using Zoom in the back end. So there's a little bit of a cost, but it's a lot cheaper than paying for Zoom, actually. Because you pay by the minute, or how many participant meetings you have, participant meeting hours that you have, and it ends up being cheaper. If we end up using this for the Gay Mix, it ends up being cheaper than the monthly subscription I'm paying for Zoom. But anyway, that's not the reason I'm doing it. I'm building this tool. And one thought is, well, one of the tools that people really need a lot is when they have remote co-hosts and they use something like Riverside. And it can be very expensive to use, and it's not as customizable, or at least it wasn't as customizable in the past as it could have been. For instance, you couldn't do multi-track recordings. There were just a lot of things you couldn't do. Now, maybe that's changed. It could have changed. It certainly could have changed. But I just think having it built into my tool would be helpful for people. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the tool. I'm not sure if I'm just going to open source it and let other developers and hobbyists get in there and add features and use it or whatever. Or if I'm going to try to make a platform as a service sort of thing out of it where I charge for it. I've never done that before, so I'm not really sure. But anyway, bottom line is I'm experimenting with this feature that has video. And the goal would be that instead of using Zoom to connect, Daniel and I could just connect to each other through QCast, which is the current name of my, again, I'm probably going to rename it, but that's the current name. And we wouldn't have to connect through Zoom, but then in the future, we would do things like have audio and video recordings that it does for us that are local, meaning his save local to him, mine save local to me, but they all get uploaded to a folder on the server so that I can download them and they're all in sync with each other. Because one of the hard things about editing is getting everything in sync. Because Daniel and I record our audio and our video separately. So anyway, I was playing around with that, and there is a cost. But you get a certain amount of free minutes to begin with. And I realized I connected yesterday on my computer up here in the studio and I didn't disconnect. So it's been connected for 13, 14 hours or more even. But now I have to find the page that lists my charges And I don't know where it is. These API, this developer account and this API stuff is hard to find. So I think I'm still within my free plan, but I don't know because I'm having trouble finding this. Anyway, we have a, that just happened right before I sat down to record. So that's the reason. But we do have voicemail that I'm talking about it, but we do have a voicemail. So let's go to voicemail. Let's see. I'm going to add this over here and let's have a listen.
Hey, Adam. It is
Hello.
Monday. I think it's August 3rd. I don't know. I took a week's vacation last week and I noticed that I have all of these wonderful podcasts on my...
You took a week's vacation on the week that I started to start podcasting, or I decided to start podcasting again. That's kind of weird.
Catcher, and most of them are you, so I see that you're doing some shows again, which...
Yes.
I am thankful for. But like you said, you may not be back to 5 days a week. Even one day a week would be great. Something, but now I gotta play catch up the rest of this week on all these episodes of yours that I missed, and I think
we'll stretch them out.
Probably.
I mean, you never know when I'm gonna just fall off the face of the planet again. So you could stretch them out and just listen to one or two a week. Although if you do that and I am actually recording, you're one of the listeners that actually leaves me contact. I'm not shaming anyone, but I'm just saying he's one of the listeners that leaves me contact. If he's too far behind, his contact will always be very far behind.
Game mixes in there somewhere, so I get to play catch up. But I just wanted to welcome you back, even though I think all these podcasts are from last week, I believe, when I was off. So it's a little late, but welcome back anyways.
Well, thank you.
All right, that's it. Bye.
Bye. I was wondering if anyone knew that I was back, although I did. I did go to. Where did I go? I just lost my train of thought. Well, let's do this. We're going to start the closing music. But I went to Discord, and in level 13, Mel said, oh, Geeky Gay is back. And it took her about a week to realize that it was back as well. Because when you stop recording, people stop looking at your show to see if there are new episodes. I get it. I totally get it. And there's not a good place for me to announce I'm back. I could do it on Twitter or Blue Sky or Instagram or something like that, but but I just prefer to let people find them the way they're going to find them. So I went to the grocery store this morning. I was going to stop and get breakfast on the way home, and that's one of the reasons I went early in the morning to get. Well, I say early, it was around 9 o'clock, but that's the reason I went to get groceries at 9 o'clock is because I wanted to be able to go buy either Chick-fil-A or McDonald's before 10:30 because that's when they stopped serving breakfast. But my stomach was upset. I really needed to go to the restroom. And when I was checking out, it was poking out, if you know what I mean. So I had to just get in my car and rush back home. And I wasn't really all that hungry because of having kind of an upset stomach. So I didn't eat anything. I just came back home and then I had cereal. Because I did buy cereal at the grocery store because I was a little bit hungry when I was buying groceries. And I had thought yesterday, oh, you know what sounds good? A nice bowl of cereal. Again, I don't keep cereal around here very often because if I have it, I'll eat it. And it's just better that I don't. I usually pile a bunch of sugar on it, and it's just not good. But I do have cereal this week. So Daniel and I talked, and you know, I really need to go back to my cruise. Let's go back to the cruise. So we're on day three. That was our first excursion. I know I just switched topics, but I realized I'm almost out of time. So you'll have to hear about Daniel later. So this was our first day at port. We got up and went to breakfast at the Windjammer. We got off the ship and got a taxi. I was really concerned that they were going to overcharge us, but they informed me that there was a government rate and that everyone had to use the government rate. By the way, this was in Aruba. And we were going to Eagle Beach, which is one of the best beaches in the Caribbean. At least that's what you read. So we got there. There were vendors renting chairs, but we were only going to stay for about an hour. And the chairs and umbrellas were $50. And so we didn't want to pay that much. So we found a spot under a tree. And we set up under this tree. There was a nice rock there that we could sit on. And it was, you know, it was fun. The beach was beautiful. There was white powdery sand. It was honestly one of the best beaches we've ever been to. And I swam. Mark swam. We had to watch our... That's the one problem when you go to a beach. You have to watch your bags like a hawk because you don't want anyone to steal it. Somebody should come up with something. Some safe that you can bring with you to the beach. Something that you can attach to the chair, or somebody has come up with something, I'm sure. We got a taxi back to the beach, had lunch, then we had a Jeep tour. We had to walk from the ship to a store near the terminal to pick up our tour, and it was so hot. I did find a place in the shade to stand, and it was this tour was done by the Aruban Water Park. So the guy picked us up and took us back to the water park. We checked in and waited about 45 minutes for the tour to start. And they were all watching FIFA World Cup football or soccer in this little waiting area. And we finally got in our Jeep. Luckily, our tour guide did speak English. We found that most everyone in Aruba and Curaçao speak four languages, including English. So that's good. The tour stopped at these natural pools where you could swim, but it was too dangerous that day, so we couldn't swim. We took pictures, and it was such a bumpy ride. It was a really bumpy ride to get there. And I'm going to go ahead and end it there, and we will pick up there in the next episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.